The selling in US stocks yesterday accelerated once European desks packed for the day, with little fresh fundamentals driving the move after the US flash PMIs. APAC stocks followed suit to the selling on Wall Street, where the initial Nvidia-related euphoria was soured after strong US PMI data lifted the dollar and yields. Welcome to the News Corp European Open Rundown on the 24th of May 2024. US stocks were pressured, and futures gave back the early Nvidia-inspired gains, with headwinds from the upside in yields after the hot services PMI data, which underpinned the dollar and dragged equities lower. The selling in stocks accelerated once European desks packed for the day with little fresh fundamentals driving the move. Fed's Bostic, Voter, said the last couple of inflation numbers suggest it's going back to 2%, but going slow, while he added households and homeowners locked in low rates, which limits the sensitivity of the economy to Fed rate hikes. APAC stocks followed suit to the selling on Wall Street, where the initial Nvidia-related euphoria was soured after strong US PMI data lifted the dollar and yields. AX 200 declined with underperformance seen in the consumer and rate-sensitive sectors. Nikkei 225 gapped down at the open beneath the 39,000 level amid the headwinds from the US, while participants digested mixed inflation data which slowed in pace from the prior month. Hang Seng and Shanghai Comp were lower, with the former weighed on by losses in the property sector and with tech stocks pressured by mixed earnings, while the downside was limited in the mainland amid a lack of catalysts. US equity futures attempted to find some composure following yesterday's heavy selling pressure. European equity futures indicate a lower open, with the Eurostoxx 50 future down 0.5% after the cash market closed higher by 0.3% on Thursday. Dollar index traded steadily after surmounting the 105 level in the aftermath of the strong US PMI data. Euro remained lackluster following the prior day's whipsawing and slump to near the 108 level. Cable price action was contained beneath the 127 handle as the focus turns to UK retail sales. Dollar-yen marginally edged higher after reclaiming the 157 handle on the recent upside in US yields. Antipodeans languished around the prior day's lows amid the risk-off mood and subdued commodities. 10-year Treasuries futures saw a slight reprieve from the recent data-induced selling pressure. German debt futures nursed some of this week's losses and reclaimed the 130 level. 10-year Japanese debt futures were choppy after mixed to inline CPI data, and with brief pressure following softer demand at the enhanced liquidity auction, long to super long Japanese debt. Crude futures remained lackluster after declining for the fourth straight session yesterday. Spot gold was stuck at this week's lows with prices constrained after recent dollar strength. Copper futures traded range-bound following recent indecision and the risk-off mood. Bitcoin was choppy with prices contained beneath the $68,000 level, while Ethereum prices were only mildly supported after the US SEC approved plans from NYSE, CBOE and NASDAQ for the listing of spot Ethereum ETFs. RBNZ Deputy Governor Hawksby said, while near-term inflation risks are to the upside, he is confident medium-term inflation is returning to the target. Hawksby said no single data point will cause a rate hike, and he is watching domestic inflation pressures and expectations, while he added that cutting interest rates is not part of the near-term discussion, and there is a lot of uncertainty about tradable inflation going forward. RBNZ Assistant Governor Silk said RBNZ is concerned about near-term inflation risks and adjusts its models after underestimating domestic inflation. China's Defense Ministry said military drill exercises around Taiwan continued, and they will test the ability to jointly seize power, strike jointly, and occupy and control key areas. Looking ahead, highlights include UK retail sales, US durable goods, Canadian retail sales, comments from ECB's Schnabel and Dacos, Fed's Waller and SNB's Jordan. Thank you for listening. As always, for more up-to-date news and analysis, check out the service where you can get a free trial and access the exclusive analyst chat.